Welcome to the Imperfect Athlete Podcast, Corona Special Number 2. This is my show about the power of mistakes. In the last Corona Special Podcast, I talked about the fact that it's okay to feel a little bit lost, to not be 100% productive when at home, and to take into account that changing the situation is a big impact on your life and will therefore have a big impact on how you feel. Today, I want to show you a set of questions that can help you provide a personal self-check-in. These questions make you reflect on your thoughts, behavior, and feelings, and they really are a staple of my consulting business. I use these questions at the beginning of every single session I do in order to get a better understanding of where my clients are at that moment in terms of how they feel, what they think, and what they're doing. But I won't only tell you what those questions are, but I'll also be answering them myself. This way I can really show you how the technique works and give a little bit more of a voice of maybe imperfectness. However, before we get into those questions, I would like to ask something from you. These times can be very difficult for people who are self-employed or work as a contractor. And in my particular situation, the whole field that my profession is based on, sports, has been shut down and is basically non-existent. I want to ask you for some help. Not by a donation in terms of money, but if you are listening or looking at or reading the content that I'm putting out, I would like to ask you to share it with two friends. Let them know you're enjoying it and just suggest that they would check it out as well. That way I can keep growing my business in this challenging time. Now let's get into those questions. So the first question that I always ask is, what have you been feeling? The goal of this question is to make people reflect on their emotions and feelings. For me, the biggest thing that springs to mind when I ask that question to myself is, I've been feeling very up and down. There are mornings and afternoons and evenings where I can be very effective. I'm motivated, I feel inspired to create more content or to do some things that I've never done before or things like that. But on the other hand, there's also times where I just want to do nothing. So I think the biggest thing that I'm noticing is I have moments where I feel nothing. I don't feel particularly happy. I don't feel particularly sad. The problem with that, though, is that I don't like that. And in the moments where I just want to lay on the couch and do nothing, I then start feeling guilty for not doing anything, for not being productive, for, I guess, not doing anything with my life. So I'm still working on allowing myself to be unproductive and to be a little bit lethargic and letting myself kind of go through those moments without feeling guilty about the fact that I'm struggling a little bit to stay as productive as I normally am in this new situation. So overall, I'm not particularly feeling badly or I'm not feeling sad. I just have my moments where I feel a little numb, and I would like to keep working on that. The second question that I always ask is, what have been your strengths? And I find that this is sometimes the question people struggle with most. Humans are very good at pointing out the things that we're bad at, that went wrong, that needs to be changed. And when you think about it from an evolutionary standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. It's better to remember the one time you almost didn't see a tiger and ran away than the 30 times that you did see it and ran away. It only needs to go wrong once. But nowadays, we spend so much time on what we need to improve, what we need to do better, what we need to do, what we need to change, what went wrong, that we don't actually spend that much time on asking ourselves what went right, what did we do well. And that can give just as much information as what went wrong. If I did something and it went right, I'm proud of the way I did it, I'm proud of the result that it gave, it gives me a lot of information on what to continue doing. So that's why this question is in there. In my particular case, my partner and I have been looking for a condo. So we're in this troubling time that is always a little tricky. But I think I've done a good job of figuring out some financial stuff and contacting and communicating with our real estate guy. And I'm pretty proud of the way that we are going about and how we're discussing it and doing that. So that's definitely something that I think is a strength. Another one is that I guess I didn't really notice it, but I had a conversation with a fellow mental performance trainer yesterday, and he basically mentioned that he was pretty impressed with the amount of content that I've been putting out, and that it, you know, that from the outside, it maybe seems like I've been very productive, very busy. I know it doesn't feel like that, but that kind of made me realize that it's true that I've doubled down on creating these things and trying to stay creative and be productive in that regard. So I'm working on it, but I would like to think that was a strength that I had in the last week. Besides that, trying to stay physically active by doing home workouts. It's not 100% a smooth sailing operation, but I'm pretty happy that I'm still able to do that. And one of the biggest strengths that this whole situation has brought to me, and I think I did a really good job at dealing with that, is the fact that I've gotten back into contact with a lot of friends back in the Netherlands. I've had multiple Zoom/Skype sessions with those friends that I actually hadn't talked to for a long, long time. And I'm noticing now that even between those video sessions, we are texting and communicating a lot more, and that I'm really, that the barrier almost fell away, which I guess is interesting. If you can't go and see the person next door in person, the person next door is just as close as a person on the other side of the ocean. So that definitely has been a strength. And actually, now I think of it, it's not only the friends back in the Netherlands that's maybe the biggest change, because I didn't talk to them, but I've done a pretty good job of trying to stay in contact with friends here in Canada as well. We had a birthday party and set up some intricate Zoom session in which we could play party games on Zoom, and everyone used their phone as a controller, and it was a really good time. And you know, we took some effort to set that up from my part, but I was very happy that I did, and I think everyone had a really good night, and it almost felt like it was a normal social night. So I definitely think that those are the strengths. And as you can see, when you go over this, you can probably name a lot of strengths pretty quickly. In my particular case, what this tells me is that I should keep investing time in making content and meeting my friends. Now, the downside of that is that I sit in front of a computer all day, but it does mean that I can try and have those things going for me and enjoy that and have fun in that way. So naming your strengths really can show you what you need to keep doing. Now, the third and final question is a little bit different than the first two. The first two ask you to reflect backwards. What have you been doing? You can pick the time frame as short or as long as you want. You can say in the last week, you can say just in the last activity I did. You can say throughout this entire period or even last year. The third question, however, asks you to reflect forwards. Because it's important to know and look backwards and see, hey, where am I right now? Why am I here? But then you also need to look forward and say, in the near future, what are some things that I need to be looking out for? So the third question asks, what are you worried about? And what it allows you to do is to have a look at what's coming up and see what are things that are going to be on your mind that might be tricky, that might be that might make you nervous, and maybe already plan for it. So for instance, let's say you have a big work meeting at the end of the week. If you do this exercise now and you ask a question now, by the time that meeting comes around, you've had 4 days to prepare for it, rather than figuring this out the night before in bed, realizing that it's something you're worried about and then not sleeping. So let's look at my case. What am I worried about? Well, we're moving forward with buying a condo, or at least we are looking at a particular unit a little bit more seriously, and it worries me in terms of, is this the right time to buy anything? Are we rushing into this? This is the first time buying a house, and you know, all those kinds of things definitely worry me. So that's definitely on my mind. But I think more than that, I worry about my identity. What I mean with that is that a big part of my identity was linked to sport. I coach, I play, I work with athletes, I work with coaches. Most of my days are spent either in gyms or in on fields or whatever. A lot of my life is spent interacting with sports. And now that is suddenly taken away, I've been struggling to figure out what else I can do. Not necessarily that I'm constantly bored, but in terms of who am I without sports? And it almost worries me that I'm not that much without sports. And what I'm trying to figure out is, what is it about sports that I like so much that I want to spend all my time in it? Is it the sport itself? Is it the people? Is it the way it is structured? And I'm starting to figure out that it's the fact that in sport you have highs and lows. You can win, you can lose. And what worries me is that I might not find a good opportunity in the current situation where I can get those same qualities out of something else. I enjoy the fact that sport is unknown, that it's ever-changing, and that you put yourself out there, and there's a risk that you might not have a good time. And I'm just trying to find a way in my normal life where that's also true. And I haven't found it yet, and that definitely worries me. These three questions can be used as often as you want. They just provide a quick check-in on where you are, what you're thinking, what you're doing, but also looking forward to what's coming up and what should you be spending energy and attention to. I really like these questions because it breaks with just going through the motions. It really asks you to stop and reflect on what you're doing and what you're thinking. So if you're trying to figure out the best way to keep working and to keep progressing in this challenging times, I encourage you to ask yourself these questions once in a while. If you can, sit down with somebody and discuss them together. Try to be as genuine, complete, and critical as you can. The more critical you are in these questions, the better they will help you. I really hope that this little technique can help you feel a little bit more at home in your new situation. If you have any questions about them, just contact me. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as JWK Mental Performance Training, or go to jwkmentalperformance.com. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode, and I hope to see you again in the next one.